7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. America's most beautiful city. That is a moniker given to Tulsa over 50 years ago by Reader's Digest. It's a title the City of Tulsa's Beautification Task Force would like to reclaim. The task force has presented its report to the City Council. It was presented by Ken Busby.
This is where we're starting. America's most beautiful city. Welcome signs. By golly, we're just going to proclaim it. We did it in 1957. We can do it in 2012. Welcome signage along interstates and vistas. Welcome signs not necessarily placed within the city limits, but at locations that have vistas that showcase our wonderful city.
Tulsa's International Airport is really the city's front door, and Busby says the corridor to and from the airport needs attention.
Our task force took a van, if you will, traveled around 244 all the way from inner city to the airport and began looking and identifying the areas where we can make the biggest impact to really beautify and welcome people to our community because, as we know, the airport is our gateway, and that has certainly been recognized by the Tulsa Community Foundation, the Tulsa Beautification Foundation for its efforts at the airport. Now we've got to make that connection between downtown and the airport.
Busby says the task force noticed problems during its bus tour of Tulsa at expressway exit ramps.
The fences dividing properties between the I-244 expressway and the adjoining neighborhoods were in poor condition and also served as a catch-all for blowing debris. We're going to suggest talking to ODOT about the possibility of removing those fences to clean up the area. We want to replace volunteer plants with appropriate trees and garden ground cover to reduce maintenance and minimize watering. We identified a triangle of land on I-244 and Utica for a possible intense beautification demonstration area. We also discussed the idea of adding low-maintenance garden areas as long as they were designed not to impede mowing efforts and including watering if possible.
Downtown Tulsa's Art Deco District is nationally known, but could use a little color.
Downtown flowers. Task force review the downtown streetscape master plan, and we want to suggest a design competition for interesting aesthetic urban outdoor areas. Once the competition is complete, the model could be used as a template or inspiration for other downtown blocks to duplicate. There's a consensus among the task force to include flower pots and seasonal flowers to the downtown area, but only if we could find proper funding of the maintenance, including watering.
The task force also wants to clean up Tulsa clutter. Busby says signs and billboards need tighter scrutiny.
We're highly concerned that billboards in certain parts of town are unattractive and also hide beautiful vistas of the downtown skyline. We recommend more stringent enforcement of existing signage codes and laws. We encourage the city to properly fund the sign inspection division and continue to train volunteers toward the removal of illegal signs. We also encourage efforts to slow the growth of billboards permitted within the city limits. We believe that abating signs illegally placed along city rights-of-way is an achievable task and will make a big difference in our beautification efforts.
And telephone poles may be an endangered species.
We would like the city to request, possibly through the franchise agreement process, that all overhead utility lines be buried, starting with downtown and continuing throughout the city. We know that's a big one. We know it's a big one, but this will not only beautify our city, but improve our utilities' reliability.
The whole plan hinges on one thing, funding.
Beautification efforts are a priority for the City of Tulsa budgets. Bottom line, we have to make all beautification efforts, maintenance, watering, all the things that go into maintaining this beautiful city, it has to be a budgetary priority.
Now, that does not mean that outside partnerships would not be possible to help finance the projects. It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.